Hey, how you going? Andrew Halliday here, helping you achieve whatever goals that you want to achieve to give you the most fulfilling life. This podcast is about priming for success. And when we talk about priming for success, I'm actually literally talking about you might have a goal or a challenge, something that you currently want to focus in on, and there are other things in your way. There's other reasons why at the moment you're not achieving that goal. And a lot of times when you think about getting ready to achieve a goal or challenge, there's several things that are in the way and they take priority and they force this goal or challenge down. And this is about ensuring that this goal takes preference or priority over some of the other things that that are in your way. And also, once you participate in this priming sequence, so I'm going to give you mine. Once you participate in this priming sequence, what you'll find is you'll have the type of momentum and the motivation and the energy and the drive and the desire to go out and achieve this goal no matter what. And this is the important part, that generally when there's some sort of goal that you're not achieving, and this is the important part as well, that it's a goal or a challenge that you're not achieving and you really need to and you really want to do it, but you just don't have the energy, the power or drive to go out and achieve the goal, then this is exactly what you need to achieve your goal. This priming sequence that I'm going to give you. Now, I'm going to do this in a two-part podcast because when I actually recorded it initially, I didn't realize how long it was going to take. So it will be in two parts. There will be, as I normally do, there's the takeaways. The takeaways will be the actual sequence. And then you'll need to listen to the rest of the podcast to get some context. And I'll give you some further information as to how to dive a little bit deeper into the actual sections. A priming sequence is, or this particular priming sequence, is really designed to take you from I don't feel motivated to achieve this goal or task, but I really want to do it, to the point where as soon as you finish the priming sequence, you go, right, I really need to action this now. And that's what it's all about. So it's about ensuring that you are taking action on achieving your goal or challenge, as opposed to going, how am I going to do this? And you're not motivated enough, but you really, really want to or need to achieve that goal. So it's really about having the impetus and the drive and the desire immediately after you finished this priming sequence. And I just need to give you a bit of context about priming. Priming is another way of saying being completely set up and ready to go. And I'm not saying that you need to have all the resources available at your hand to get going now, but it's the first one, two, three steps. It's not thinking about everything you need to achieve the goal. It's about the next one, two, three steps. And as soon as you finish this priming sequence, you'll be able to immediately know what that is, even if right now you don't. So wouldn't that be excellent if you thought, okay, I want to achieve whatever the goal might be. I need to, if you want to lose some weight, and at the moment you think you're doing enough and you really want to go the next step, you do this priming sequence and you'll know exactly what you need to do that you haven't been doing right now, as opposed to wondering what you're going to do. And sometimes you get paralysis from that. So by engaging in this sequence that I'm going to take you through, and I know you don't know what it is, so good on you for continuing to listen right now. So by engaging in this priming sequence, which is easy to do, and the more you do it, the better you get. And you're literally sitting down thinking about the things I'm going to take you through, and you'll feel great doing it, and you'll really want to achieve your goal after you finish this sequence. And the great thing about this is the better you get at it, would literally take you 3 to 4 minutes by the time you get really good. Or if you're really enjoying the process, it could take you sort of 10 to 15 minutes, but you can truncate it as much as you want, because all you want to do is get started. And then you might see athletes or actors or performers, before they go and participate in what a profession they're participating in, they might engage in a sequence that they do before to get themselves ready, to get themselves mentally focused, to get their body in a condition that where they can compete or act or perform or go out and talk to people. Right now, you're doing things to prime yourself to not to achieve your goal. And that's another reason why this is so super and vitally important, that you're creating so much pain associated with achieving this goal that you're not doing it. So what this priming sequence also does is it gets you into a state where you're so energized that no matter how much pain you've associated with achieving your goal in the past, you'll feel really awesome about achieving your goal now. So before I continue just on to going straight into the priming sequence, I just want to point out that the whole idea about sharing this information with you is because I really want to have an impact on other people's lives. I feel like this has given me enormous value, so I just want to share this. And if you feel like that you're getting enormous value out of this, or you think it's great value for yourself, then by all means, share this podcast with anybody who can get some value out of it, because this is free advice that someone else can really get a lot of value out of and help them achieve their goal if they feel like they're in a rut, they feel like they're demotivated, they feel like they need more energy, that they can't do it for a whole host of reasons. This podcast is excellent for maybe you and them and other people you know. So if you can just share this with them, that'd be the best thing that could possibly come out of this for myself, but also to know that you're getting something out of it as well. So I'm going to go straight in this primer sequence. I'll just go quickly through the steps. And once again, this is about getting the energy into you so you're excited about achieving your goal. And then you, as soon as you finish this, you'll go in action 1, 2, or 3 steps. So you do need to be prepared to action your goal straight away. So if you've already thought, oh, look, I don't know how to do it, I don't know how to get myself motivated, then this is it. This is how you do it. And it'll only take you anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes to do. All right, so I'll just quickly run through the steps, what they are, and then I'll go back again and take you through those steps. And this will be the introduction, the takeaway, the start of the podcast. And then I'll do a second part of the podcast, like stage 2 of the podcast, whereby I will give it some context and slowly go through each of these stages. But for now, this is what you'll be doing. So step 1 will be you're going to do some breathing. So it's around about 30 to 40 breaths. Step 2, you are going to mentally, emotionally, spiritually as well, let go of things that have happened in the past. So you will just affirm, I let go of these things. You might already have a list of things that are holding you back. So you just say you let go of these things. And also to let go of things that you might be fearful of in the future. That'll be both things that you've done and things that have been done to you. Okay. Then step 3 is gratitude. You'll think of something small that you're grateful for, something slightly bigger that you're grateful for, and something quite large. Now, if you don't have anything large, you can think of 3 small things. It doesn't really matter. So I'll go through that with you in a moment. Step 4 is, what's your goal? What are you aiming to achieve? So specifically, what is the final outcome? All right, so you need to know explicitly, what does it look like, sound like, feel like taste like to have achieved the goal, the finish point? Step five is, what do you fear in achieving this goal? What do you fear that you are not capable of? Step six is, what resource do you need to overcome the fear that you think that you can't achieve the goal because of this one fear? I don't have this, I don't have that. So what's the resource that trumps that? If you have that resource, what resource would that be to overcome that fear? Step seven is, what you're going to do is you're going to think about the fear, provide the resource that you had thought of that will overcome that fear, and then think about your goal knowing that you've got that resource. And you'll do that three times over. Step eight, this is probably the biggest part that most people don't even think about, which is, okay, so you achieve your goal. What's the impact of achieving that goal? What difference in your life does that make? What difference does it make to other people around you in your close sphere, your friend sphere, your friends and family? What difference does that make to the circle outside of that? So you bring the energy of the impact of that goal having been achieved into the goal to make it even more impactful and emotionally charged. And just briefly, the reason why you do this is because we know that other moments, pivotal moments in your life that have got a lot of emotion attached to it, and you can use trauma for example, it stops you from doing something in the future, and you don't even have to think about it. But like, imagine something vastly rewarding, and it makes you want to do more of it. So this stage here gives you so much energy to wanting to achieve your goal because you recognize the impact that this has on other people outside yourself. And then step nine is you want to bring your energy level up to what I call level 12. So I call Andrew level 12. So I want to bring myself up to a higher energy level where I'm so pumped and excited about doing this. Or if you're the type of person who goes introspective, you want to bring yourself so deep that you are so connected with yourself. So no matter which way you personally see, hear, and feel getting yourself to a level 12, it could be you're so vastly deep into your creative self that you are inspired to achieve it, or you're so high and energized like you're at a concert. So that's step 10, and then, sorry, 9, and then step 10, you want to think of three actions that you can take immediately to achieve your goal, and then you just pop out of it and then get into it. So that's really, they're the 10 steps. Okay, so now I'm going to take you through those 10 steps with just a little bit more information, and I want you to follow this and do it yourself, okay? So step one is breathing. So we're going to do 30 breaths, and make sure you're seated, and we're going to do 10 breaths. They're going to be full breaths. It doesn't matter if it's in through your nose, out through your mouth, or in and out through your mouth, or in and out through your nose. You're going to take full breaths. We're going to do 10 breaths. We're going to pause after 10 breaths, and then we're going to do 10 breaths again, and then pause, and then 10 breaths again. So it's 30 breaths. Okay, let's go. Breathe in, out, one, in, out, two, in, out, three, in, out, four, in, out, five, in, out, six, in, out, seven, in, out, eight, in, out, nine, in, out, 10. Now hold your breath for a bit. Breathe out, and let's go again. In, out, one. In, out, two. In, out, three. In, out, four. In, out, five. In, out, six. In, out, seven. In, out, eight. In, out, nine. In, out, 10. Okay, hold your breath. Breathe out. And last one. Okay, in, out, one. In, out, two. In, out, three. In, out, four. In, out, five. In, out, six. In, out, seven. In, out, eight. In, out, nine. In, out, 10. Okay, just hold your breath and breathe out. So now you might feel a little bit tingly all over. You'll definitely feel oxygenated. Your mind will be focused. And now what I want you to do is I want you to let go. Okay, so let go of something in the future or the past, something that's happened to you or something that someone's done to you. So you might say, I let go of that thing that happened to me last week. And then you do another thing, something maybe slightly bigger. I let go of something that happened to me when I was five. And I let go of something that might happen to me into the future. So those three things. Now you might want to do that one more time. And you just feel that let go. So something that happened to you last week or last month, something that happened to you when you were an adolescent, and then something that might happen to you into the future, next week or month or year. Just let go of that. Then we go into step three. Now, with gratitude, when you think about the gratitude, make sure you're totally associated. So when you think about, if I think about, I'm grateful for my breath that I can breathe. I want to breathe into my lungs and feel that breath in my lungs and how that oxygenates my system and how good it feels to just be able to breathe easy. So then you just notice that breath in and out and how good it feels to just be able to breathe. Or you could think about your heart and how it beats and supplies your body with blood and oxygen and nutrients, and how grateful you are that. So you have to step into the moment and feel that feeling of how grateful you are for something small. So just do that now. Now I want you to feel grateful for something else. Now when I feel grateful for something else, it might be just the warmth from the sun, or the fact that I've got clothes on me, or the fact that I can just go to the tap and drink some water, and I don't have to walk for kilometers to go get the water from a well and then come back and boil it. And something as simple as that, that I'm grateful for. So just be really grateful for that and just feel how grateful you are right now. And then you want to be grateful for something even larger. So you could be grateful for the fact that if you do own a car and you be able to get in the car and drive it, that you are so grateful because that is such an amazing thing to be able to own or to have access to, because not everyone does. If you have been able to sleep underneath a roof, be grateful for that. Just know how lucky you are to have that. Just feel really grateful for that. So be really in the moment. And just do that one more time. Be grateful for your breath. Just feel, notice the breath and how grateful you are for that. And then be grateful for the fact that you're wearing clothes and that you're warm. and then be grateful for the fact that you've got a car or you slept underneath a roof, and just notice how good it feels to be grateful for that, because not everyone has that. Now, we move on to your goal. Now, you need to have your goal in mind where you've finished and accomplished the goal. So if it is that you want to lose some weight, and knowing that you've lost some weight, and probably scales is probably the easiest thing, or it might be you look in the mirror and you see yourself that you've lost weight, or you get into a certain pair of pants, right? So you fit into a certain pair of pants you haven't been able to fit into. So let's just say that it's that you want to lose some weight and you fit into the pants. So I want you to imagine yourself pulling the pants on now, and you can actually do the button up and do the zip up. And you then feel that energy in your chest and your neck and shoulders, where you feel good that you've achieved that moment, and you look up to yourself and you see your smiling face in the mirror. So you need to look and see that whole scene pan out now, where you pull your pants up, you do them up, and you get that wave of that excitement through your chest, neck and shoulders, and then you look up and you see your smiling face in the mirror. Now, that might be your sequence, but that's where you know that you've finished the task. So I need you to imagine that goal having been finished, not all the other things associated with getting there. I want you to see yourself achieving that task and that smile on your face. If that's your goal. If it's a different goal, you need to have that. So I want you to think about the finish point where you know, if you told someone that at this finish point, that's what it looks, sounds like, feels like, tastes like, it looks like that. So imagine that moment now. I want you to run through that three more times. So see that moment where you're finished and how good it feels. It's got to feel really good. And do that one more time. So see yourself having accomplished that goal and how good it feels in your body and what it sounds like when you said yes to yourself. Okay, so that's the goal part. Now, once you imagine yourself, as soon as you probably thought about that goal, what's the fear that you can't achieve that? So your fear is that I don't think, just talking about like losing weight and getting the jeans, I don't think I'll be able to stay the distance and stay focused. Right? Pretend that's your fear. I don't think I can stay focused on achieving that goal. There's too many distractions. All right. So that's your fear. All right. Whatever your fear is, but I'll use that as an example. My fear is I can't stay focused and go the distance. So step six now is, what's the resource that someone else that you know would tell you that you need as a resource to overcome that? Someone that you really trust that knows you. So to stay the distance, the fear is to stay the distance, to stay focused. I don't think I can do that. And my mentor would tell me that no matter what, so long as it's important enough to me, I can do anything I want. Now, if I took that belief, no matter what, if so long as it's important enough to me that I could do anything I want, and I overlay that on top of the fear, which is I don't think I'll stay focused, I know that if I overlay that belief on top of that fear, it crushes that fear. So what is your resource that you need to overlay on top of your fear that a mentor that you fully trust would tell you, because they know you, would need to overlay on top of that fear so you fully believed that no matter that fear would ever stop you from achieving your goal? So do that now. So what is the resource? So you've got that resource. And then step seven is think about the fear, all right? Think about that fear. What is that resource that you need to overcome that fear and put that on top of the fear now, all right? So say the fear, say the resource, see the the resource, crushing the fear. Now imagine your goal again, right? Putting those pants on, smiling face. Notice how the image is more clear. It feels better because the fear has dissipated. Now imagine the fear again. Notice how the fear is smaller, and put the resource on top of it and it crushes the fear. Now notice the picture of the goal being achieved is even bigger and brighter, so you feel more excited about it. And let's just do that one more time. So now I want you to imagine the fear, and I want you to overlay the resource on top of the fear. The fear is probably already gone, and notice how much bigger the resource is and how excited you are. And now I want you to see the goal. Notice how it's bigger, brighter. It sounds better. It feels more fantastic. So that's step 7. Now I want you to imagine the impact of that. So you've got into your jeans, right, or whatever the goal is. You're seeing yourself finish that. I want you to now notice how the change in you has made a difference to the people you touch. So your family, your immediate family, they're noticing something different about you, and they're getting more out of you, so they're reflecting more energy back to you. They're smiling at you more. They're interacting with you differently because you've got more to give to them. And then, so that might be either your children, right? Or if you haven't got children, might be your friends. Like, the interaction with them is at a higher level or deeper level in a way that you haven't had before because you've been less of a person. And imagine now the people that you work with, notice the interaction with them. The skip in your step has given them some more energy. They're happier to be around you. So notice the impact that that's had. Notice, go back to that scene now where you have finished achieving your goals, and notice how vibrant you feel. And then look at the colors and the talk around that achievement and what a difference it's made to the other people around you. And then notice, just by making a difference to them and lighting their lives up, notice what it does to their lives. See how they're even better because you're better. Play that scenario out again, the impact that it has on you and them and the people around them, just because you've made a difference to yourself. Now, we're up to stage 9. So you're going to bring yourself to a level 12. Now, some people want to go introspective, where they go really deep, as if they've read a book and they're really super emotional. So it takes themselves from if on a scale of level 0 to 10, where 10's the highest being of yourself and 0 is like you're terrible, you want to bring yourself up to an 8, 9, or 10 to start with. So that might involve thinking about a song that really inspires you and makes you feel like you want to be at a different level. It could be a moment in your life where it was really special. You might have been at a birthday or a party, or it might have been at a special family occasion. It might have been sometime in the past where you felt great and you're at a level 8, 9, or 10. Now you need to get the elements of that. It might have been something you said to yourself, some sort of one line that you said to yourself, or it might have been someone's smile or some feeling in your body. You might have pumped your fist. And there might have been 1 or 2 or 3 elements. So if I think about one time in my life where I felt great, obviously when my son was born, and I realized that that was all successful. It was just really cuddly in the hospital, and we were a family, and that means such a big deal to me. So it warmed me in my heart, it made me smile, it made me feel love, and that just brings me way beyond a level 10. So I'll think about those 3 things. Made me smile, made me feel warm in my heart, made me feel like a family. And I'll bring those three images and thoughts up. So I dial them up. So I'll just run through those again and again and again. And that makes me feel even better in myself. So I bring myself not just to a level 10, I bring myself to level 12. So I go beyond my normal high level that I need to be at, because I've got this challenge, this goal I want to achieve. So I bring myself to level 12. So I'm now at we're now a family. It makes me smile, and it makes me feel love in my heart. So I go through those three things over and over again, dialing up the energy, dialing up the intensity, and now I'm at this huge level, where I've got this amazing capacity. So you do the same thing. Think of a moment, and you go through those three elements of that moment, or four elements at the moment, where you recognize how good it feels, and you just dial each one of them up. So it might be something you saw, make it bigger and brighter and more colorful. It might be something you said or heard. Just bring up the sound of it. Repeat the words over and over again, just like lyrics of an amazing song. And it might be something you felt. You might have felt an energy in your chest, shoulders, or legs, or neck, or back, or in the head, a buzzing, a pulsing. And you just go through each of those. Step one, the first thing, make it bigger and brighter and more fantastic. Number two, bigger, brighter, more fantastic. And number three, so you do it now. So number one, bigger, brighter, more fantastic, feeling great. Bigger, brighter, fantastic. Number two, and number three, bigger, brighter, fantastic again. And I'll just say the numbers, and you just do it. One, two, and three. And so at this stage, you should be feeling unreal, because at that moment in your life, it made you feel fantastic. And then stage 10 is, because you're feeling so good, you're feeling so amazing about your goal and just achieving the goal, what are the top three things? Top three things that you can do right now, whether you diarize something to action it, whether you do this again at a certain time, and you diarize that, or you write down a plan for the next week. Something you've been putting off, you know that straight away that this will make a huge difference to your ability to move forward. It's just move forward to the next step, not to finish the goal. It's the move forward to the next step. Whereas before you were feeling, you had paralysis about how to get there. Now you are feeling 100% inspired. You've got the resources in yourself. You've got them, and you can move forward. So what is that now, those three steps that you can achieve immediately so you can go out and achieve that goal? So this is the first stage of this podcast. Like I said, it'd be in two stages. Like I said, if you enjoyed this, if you felt like you got a lot of value out of this and you can really make use of this resource, then please let us know. And also share it with anybody you think it's going to be impactful for. It's going to add value to their life, so it can circle around and affect other people in their lives as well. My name's Andrew Holliday. Thanks for listening. Hopefully have a great day.